No subject is off limits. Star News. Informed, in depth, in touch.
The scene here at the Kantamantu Market is one of sheer devastation. A vast stretch of once vibrant shops all reduced to rubble and broken fragments. The ground is littered with charred fabrics, piles of ash and shattered floor tiles. 65-year-old trader Mame Nyakwa Abranoma has spent the past 15 years selling second-hand bags and clothing. Like thousands of traders here, she is hopelessly sifting through the debris, struggling to make sense of the tragedy.
We've had fire outbreaks in previous years, but this is beyond anything we've ever experienced. Being a widow for the past 25 years, the second-hand clothing business has been my family's only means of survival. This pain is just unbearable. My heart aches.
Abronoma has lost 60 bales of merchandise and thousands of dollars in cash. Kantamantu is home to over 30,000 traders and provides jobs for many others, including laundress, tailors, porters, and drivers. Every week, more than 15 million pieces of second-hand clothing from the US, UK, China, and Canada flood the market. In 2021, Ghana became the world's largest importer of used garments.
Now I can't even sleep. My blood pressure is out of control. I imported these items less than a week ago on credit, hoping to make a profit in the new year. How do I pay back my loan now? We desperately need help from the government.
But so far, there has been no official government response, and investigators are still working to determine the cause of the fire and the scale of destruction. Nearby, on a vast stretch of land, roughly the size of a football pitch, traders armed with shovels and pickaxes dig through the debris to make way for rebuilding efforts. Some hammer together wooden frames, while others install long wooden planks in the ground. They are rebuilding quickly to secure their spots. Among them is 55-year-old Charles Odru, who started his second-hand business over three decades ago. He sells women's clothing and lost 46 bales of stock in the fire. Like all the traders here, he has no insurance, which means he has nothing to fall back on.
I don't think insurance is for people like me. I see it as something for the rich. Besides, I don't trust insurance companies, so I never bothered to get insured.
Others like Papa Enchi, who deals in second-hand shoes, tried to get insurance, but to no avail.
I have brought insurance companies here several times, but they refused to insure me because my business is in a wooden structure. They said they only cover brick and mortar buildings.
Wooden stalls make up the majority of Kantamantu, and the used clothing sold here is highly flammable. With narrow pathways, no fire hydrants, and food vendors using various fuels, the market is a huge fire risk, says Larry Kwesijiage. He is an insurance consultant with Ghana's National Insurance Commission.
Insurance is about accidental events, not things that you are sure will happen. The sort of structures we have at Kantamantu would always lead periodically to fire.
Jiage says financial institutions are not following regulations which require businesses, whether formal or informal, to have insurance in order to qualify for loans. He says the disaster offers an opportunity for the government to rebuild Kantamantu into a safer, more resilient and insurance-compliant marketplace.
This is the time we should ensure the right things are done.
The Ghana Traders Advocacy Group says in addition to reconstructing the market, insurance companies must take a more active role in getting information to people in a country where 70% of the population lacks any form of insurance. The group's general secretary, Nana Poku, says insurance companies need to make their policies affordable.
We've actually agreed with them to bring the premium down to the level of even a tabletop seller, so that they will all be covered when situations like this happen.
Meanwhile, the OR Foundation, a sustainable fashion NGO in Ghana, has launched a $1 million fund to support the market's rebuilding efforts. Daniel Mauli-Quist works with the foundation and says Kantamantu plays a huge role in reducing environmental waste globally.
As it stands, Kantamantu is part of a circular economy. The model of redistributing the garment, textile waste, the overproduction issues that we have globally so that they don't go back into the environment.
Back at the Kantamantu market, the traders' focus is on immediate survival, finding ways to resume business and provide for their families. But as the ashes from the fire gets cold, it's unclear how quickly that will happen.